Everyone does things because it makes them feel good or they gain something from it. That's why people smoke, even though they know they're gonna get cancer, because it feels good. I didn't wake up and think that I need to write something mean to someone. Why didn't I do that? Let me think. It's because, well, one, I'm busy. I'm happy. That doesn't make me happy. Doing that won't make me happy. And I just don't see the need to do that. So why did this person feel the need to do that? So then I put myself in their shoes. Well, clearly they gained something from this, or else people don't do things. And so they're gaining something from putting someone else down, which means they're not happy. They're not in a happy place. They're not accomplishing the goals they want to accomplish. When someone writes something on the internet, they're not telling your story, they're telling theirs. They're telling their story of unhappiness and not being where they want to be. And I really believe that. So there's many times where I read a hate comment and I go, oh, I'm gonna roast you, and I write something and I literally just delete it, because I'm like, you have your own issue you're dealing with and it's gonna be to no benefit to me to respond. You can't control the environment you're in. Now, when you have a really, really bad day, you can't control the other driver that cut you off. You can't control whoever was mean to you. You can't control the fact that you missed the elevator. You can't control any of those things. You can only control yourself. So it's about being more proactive. How do you do that? Well, okay, if a driver's gonna cut you off, play some really good music so you're in a good mood. Leave 5 minutes earlier. You know what I mean? If you missed the elevator and you were late, wake up earlier. Anything we do, any action we make, I believe we have many layers as to why we made that decision. At the top is like, oh, I made this decision, what I tell everybody else of why I made that decision. The second layer is what I tell myself. So say if I took this glass and I broke this glass. Okay, what I tell everybody else is like, oh, it slipped, the glass slipped. Then what I tell myself when I dig a little deeper is, oh, I thought it would be funny, so I like broke the glass, okay? Then if I dig really, really deep into like, well, the real reason I smashed this glass, it would be because, honestly, I think the segment I was doing really, really bad and I wanted a distraction. We lie to ourselves all the time about why we did something, why we said something. Sometimes our instincts can kick in. Like if you ask me an uncomfortable question, I'll respond right away because it's uncomfortable. But what I'm saying to you is not true. If I dig deeper, I understand why I acted that way. It's really important. You need to be in tune with yourself if you want to be successful. I mean, the world, it gets really uncomfortable. Success gets really uncomfortable sometimes. It's a lot of stress, it's a lot of pressure. If you're not truly in tune with your biggest teammate, which is yourself, there's no way you can succeed. You need to know yourself really well. I have a very good idol, and his name is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And I think he is someone who is so successful, and the number one thing I've learned from him is how he shares his success in such a humble way that also validates himself. If you ever just go on his Instagram, it's from a place that's like, this cool stuff is happening, and it's really exciting and important for me, so I'm gonna share it because it means a lot to me. But this doesn't make me better than anybody else, and nor does this put me on a pedestal of any type. Not because it's gonna alter the way you think about it, I'm just proud of this thing. And so I think we need to change our association, our relationship with our success in that way. Even now when I accomplish something, I don't care how many people come up to me and say, congratulations, you did really well, this is a cool thing. When I lie down at bed, I literally hug myself and I'm like, you did really good. That was a really good thing you did today. Even today, with all the people that are validating me, it still means something for me to tell myself, you did a really good job.
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.